for the St. Louis Cardinals.
They'll set up the process today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, for what could be the final impeachment vote in the House. Democrat Ben McAdams believes President Trump abused his power and obstructed Congress.
The Senate will likely acquit the president in a display of partisan theater that Republicans and Democrats in Washington perform disturbingly well.
Fox's John Decker's live at the White House.
The House Rules Committee, controlled by Democrats, will determine how much time the House spends debating both articles on Wednesday. The committee will also set the procedures for debate on the House floor. So far, more than half of the Democrats from districts won by President Trump in 2016 are planning to back impeachment. One who's not is New Jersey Democratic Congressman Jeff Van Drew. President Trump in a tweet praised him, writing, "It was a tribute to him that he was able to win his heavily Republican district as a Democrat." Van Drew told his staff 2 days ago that he will become a Republican. Dave?
John, Republicans and Democrats who appear to agree on something, trying to avert a government shutdown this week with two bills providing funding through September.
The package includes more than $1 billion in border wall systems, an increase in $22 billion in defense spending, and a pay raise increase for military members. In addition, a provision raises the legal age to purchase tobacco products from 18 to 21 and provides $25 million for gun violence research.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Parts of the South got twisted apart. Three people were killed, a husband and a wife in Alabama, another person in a home hit by a tornado in Louisiana.
But this one kind of caught us by surprise. It seemed like it just came out of nowhere all of a sudden.
Vernon Parish Chief Deputy Calvin Turner, areas of Mississippi also hit by a reported 24 tornadoes. Well, the 19-year-old is under arrest in Houston, charged with breaking into a lab and stealing mercury, then spilling the toxic metal into parking lots outside a Walmart and a Sonic and a gas station. Dozens of people had to be decontaminated as a precaution. America's listening to Fox News.
Message and data rates may apply. TNC and privacy terms can be found at babbel.com/terms. Please don't text and drive.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then try Babbel for free by texting VOICE to 64000. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just text VOICE to 64000 and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or text VOICE to 64000 and try it for free. Text VOICE to 64000.
While Democrats insist President Trump violated his oath of office asking Ukraine to investigate a political rival, he claims he was just trying to root out corruption. And his attorney, Rudy Giuliani, keeps pushing that, telling Fox he helped force out U.S. Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch, saying she was blocking their investigations. Yovanovitch had testified that she was ousted because of a Giuliani smear campaign.
President Trump's personal attorney is downplaying reports that senior officials in the White House are privately saying Rudy Giuliani is a liability to the president and should go away. Giuliani tells Fox's Laura Ingraham there may be some in the White House that are saying that, but
the fact is there's nothing to be defensive about.
Democrats have said it's not likely they will need Giuliani's testimony to make a case against President Trump in the impeachment process, but he has been invited by Senate Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham to testify about his recent trip to Ukraine. A trip House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler called the quote, crime in progress. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
It is sentencing day for Rick Gates, the former Trump campaign official caught up in the Russia probe, but Gates may not get any additional prison time. Prosecutors would be okay with just probation after Gates pleaded guilty and cooperated in the case against Paul Manafort, the ex-Trump campaign chairman convicted of fraud over his political consulting in Ukraine. The funeral is this morning for Joseph Seals. He's the police officer murdered a week ago in Jersey City, New Jersey.
Detective Seals was a 40-year-old married father of five, killed last week in a confrontation at a cemetery with two attackers who then drove to a kosher market and killed three people inside. The attackers ultimately died in a shootout with police. Jersey City police officials say Seals was instrumental in getting illegal guns off the streets in recent years, and in 2008, he was credited with saving a woman from sexual assault inside her own home on Christmas Eve. In New York City, City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Wall Street stock futures down slightly the day after the Dow. NASDAQ S&P 500 hit records again. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Yep, let's check your local news now. Brought to you by Classic Plumbing, honest, affordable, and professional. With a two-year warranty on all their work, call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook online. Classic Plumbing, Inc.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The city of Urbana is raising the amount of money that new businesses on Philo Road Business District can get. The News Gazette says the money is coming from the old Build Urbana property tax rebates that expired. New businesses can now get up to $3,000. It previously had been limited to $1,000. Urbana Mayor Diane Marlin had said the change is in response to council priorities, which include supporting small businesses on Philo Road. In the new year, a new incentive to drive safely in construction zones. Starting in 2020, drivers who hit a construction worker in Illinois could pay more than double of what they've been fined in the past. Drivers could be charged up to $25,000 next year. This year, drivers are being charged up to $10,000. Also in the new year, the fine for illegally passing a school bus will double. Illinois driver's education classes will start to include rules about zipper merging. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, classicplumbinginc.com.
And now your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. Simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. We've got a high 31 expected with sunshine today. 16 our low tonight. Up to 26, down to 11 with clear conditions tomorrow. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high 36, down to 21. 38 on Friday. Right now, the temperature's at 15, feels like 4, but we do have some snow and icy conditions on the roads. So just take note and extra time to scrape off the windshield. They found out this morning.
Yeah.
ESPN 93.5.
And those country roads can definitely be a little greasy.
Yep, I'm still on the main routes.
Yep, I took the country road last night going home. Couldn't stop at one particular intersection. Oh, you just got to remember. I just said, oh, it's a shortcut. Oh,
that's right.
Forgot. How about Drew Brees?
19 straight completions now for Drew Brees that ties his career high in a game. But I think he's searching for another mighty mark. Will he get it here? Yes! Touchdown pass, 540 in the 504.
Yeah, good call, Monday Night Football last night.
Wow.
540 touchdown passes in the 504 area code for New Orleans. So quite a milestone in NFL football, 540 passing Peyton Manning. Tom Brady has like 538, so he's still around. Then Drew got another one, so he's three up on Tom Brady. That's just a lot of throws. And amazing quarterback out of Purdue, but 19th year for a quarterback in the NFL. Pretty stunning. Dre Brown, Illinois running back, says he's going to the NFL. Going to take a shot at the NFL. Got some of his comments from yesterday. Jeremy Warner caught up with him. Dre is a fantastic young man. I'm so excited for he and Lindsay as they go to the next level. And I think he's got a real chance to make some sort of a team or practice team or squad or team, who knows? Dre is, I'm telling you, had a wonderful year. MVP for the offense for Illinois this year. We'll hear from Dre Brown here in just a few moments. Well, our Jersey boy, Donald Mazzella, how are you, my friend?
The Northeast now bracing.
He is not there yet. Okay, yeah. Donald Mazzella coming up. We're going to talk just a little bit about All Eyes on House members and the votes after House Judiciary Committee released 658-page report. Calling for the impeachment. All signs, yep, they're going to get the vote. And so what does it mean? I mean, this has been in the works kind of since he started. When Donald Trump was sworn in, the word impeachment came up 16 minutes later on CNN, MSNBC. I mean, they've been at this for a while now. But some of the town halls that the representatives are holding in Democratic districts, Democratic-held districts, they're getting shouted down. And it's getting vocal and getting a little shovey and more violent a little bit. So very, very passionate on both sides of this thing. And we're going to see a very active election here coming up. There is no doubt. I don't know what it means. I don't know if the House is going to go to the Republicans. I just think that there's a lot of people who think this is not the thing you impeach a president over. When Barack Obama leaned over and said, tell Vladimir I'll have more flexibility after my final election, what did that mean? Should there have been an investigation into what that meant? I mean, there's so many things. The difference with Donald Trump is everybody releases every transcript and everything he ever says on the phone because there's so many people that are against him that work for the government. CEO of Information Strategy, Inc., and political and terror expert, our Jersey boy, Donald Mazzilla. What does it all mean, Donald?
Well, we're getting bored. That's what it means. frankly, it's up to most Americans. They want to go home for Christmas and enjoy themselves. If you look at it, we've got full employment. We've got China and North Korea trying to figure out how to deal with this president. There's a lot going on that's positive, and we're stuck in Washington with a group of congressmen that think impeachment will get them a new president in November.
You got a Jersey boy there that's going to switch parties, a Democrat to Republican. What's that about? He's from New Jersey.
Oh, well, that's a nit. I wouldn't make too much of it because he wasn't liked too much by his own party. He's in a district that went heavily for Trump last time around and is guaranteed to deliver heavy votes for him this time. And he was in kind of a no man's land. Don't put too much stock in that one. What you have to put stock in is the fact that Americans seem really bored by it, as the Democrats and the Republican focus groups are finding out. And also, there's a lot of other issues that Congress faces, including, by the way, in 2 days, if they don't come up with a continuing resolution, the government will shut down again. We've got all of these things going, and they're worried about two constitutional acts that many scholars think and many legal people think are non-starters.
Not a very good connection. Donald, I'll ask you one more question. What do you think it all means in the 2020 election?
Well, I think there was a very interesting piece in the Washington Post, rather, that I think it's just about guarantees President Trump's re-election. If he, as it appears, survives this impeachment and does some of the things that the Republicans are threatening, I don't know who they can put up, the Democratic side, that can beat him. My own feeling is that it will eventually be a Western governor that will be the sacrificial lamb next time around.
You think that there'll be somebody new? Will there be a brokered convention, or do you have a Democrat that'll make it? Will Bernie get through? Will Hillary get in?
Oh, brokered election, convention. In my view, it's a brokered convention, and they're going to go with Western governor, two governors, one from the West and one from the East, and hope for the best. It's the economy, stupid. Look at it. Full employment, unemployment rate is way down. Look at all these issues. What are you going to run on as a Democrat against an impeachment that everybody knows is bogus? It doesn't make sense. Unless something, President Trump does something bad, unless something else comes out, I don't think it's possible for the Democrats to win. I've been wrong before, but I don't think in this case I will be.
All right, Donald, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you, sir.
Have a great day and a great holiday.
You as well, Donald Medzilla. I think he's doing speakerphone. Anyway, we'll see. Again, time will tell. But there's the reason Donald Trump won, as most of you know, is that there's a lot of frustration with Washington. So it's like, let's try something else. So he gets in there, and lo and behold, there are a lot of good things going on. We're in full employment. Go try and hire somebody. Everybody who wants a job, who is employable, has a job. Mm-hmm. That's unbelievable. It's like 3.6 unemployment. The stock market is breaking records left and right, so your 401 and all that stuff is good. So it's going well, and it usually is the economy. And right now, it's pretty darn good. As much as some of the left is looking for a really bad economic event, forget the people. Let's just have something bad happen. Sports in a moment. Stay connected to your finances. No matter where you go this holiday season, mobile banking at Busey can manage accounts anytime, anywhere, using your phone. Very convenient. If your cell phone is within reach, you can literally access accounts whenever you want, wherever you are. Check the balance, check transfer action, all of that. Time saving, it really is like having a branch in the palm of your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And it's safe and secure with the proper security measures in place. It's as secure as banking online using your home computer. Busey mobile app, find the nearest branch or ATM. You can access account balances with Busey text. BuseyMobile.com. You can visit this site if you don't have the ability to download apps. So there's ways just for a phone with internet. That doesn't have to be smart. Busey dedicated to making your banking hassle-free no matter where your holiday travel plans take you. Innovative, secure. Download the Busey Mobile app today, or you can go to BuseyMobile.com. Access accounts anytime, anywhere. Visit Busey.com. Call 800-67-BUSEY for details. Member FDIC. All right, sports headline, Diane.
In Illinois basketball, Fighting Illini center Kofi Coburn has claimed Big Ten Freshman of the Week again for the fourth time. He shares it with Indiana Trace Jackson Davis. Kennedy Miles with 20 rebounds against Evansville, also getting that honor on the women's side. MVP for Illinois offense, Dre Brown decided to join the NFL. And we have some comments.
I'll get those in a moment, though. Okay. Extended from Jeremy Warner. We'll play it here in just a couple of minutes.
Okay, sounds good. I know in the NBA, Oklahoma City was down by 26 points and ended up beating the Bulls 109-106 last night. Lots of frustrated Bulls fans in basketball. And I was also looking at the top three now in the AP poll with Kansas, Gonzaga, and Louisville on top. Of course, the big trending story is in NFL, with Drew Brees connecting 29 of 30 passes, breaking Peyton Manning's 539 pass record to 540. New Orleans wins 34-7 over the Indianapolis Colts. And we have comments from here.
Coming up.
Okay.
We don't have the window this moment.
Okay, gotcha.
No, we'll get that in the production meeting next time.
Well, in actuality, that's pretty much sports at this
Okay.
hour.
We will get some Drew Brees here about the emotional post-game interview. We got a little of that. Dre Brown on why he wants to go to the next level and what he was thinking. And we know Dre probably as good as any football player that's been here for our family for a very long time, maybe ever. And we've been part of the rehab. We've been part of his life a little bit here over the last 4 or 5 years. And he's a better kid than he is a football player. He's a darn good football player.
Mm-hmm.
And right now he's healthy. He's had multiple surgeries on those knees. And he's got a chance. Everybody has a chance. And he's got a special burst, I think, when he gets to the line of scrimmage. It's an unusual burst. He's one of the all-time kickoff returners in the history of Illinois with Red Grange. It's amazing. Here's your weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your copy or printer specialist for the last 35-plus years at wattscopy.com.
We've got a high near 31 today with sunshine, down to around 16 this evening. Sunshine tomorrow, high 25, down to 11, 36 the high with mostly sunny conditions Thursday. Friday's high at 38, inside 40 over the weekend. Right now, the temperature's at 15, feels like 4. We are ESPN 93.5.
We're going to put off the Dre Brown and Drew Brees' comments. We're going to talk to Congressman Rodney Davis here in just a moment. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla, Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. Congressman Rodney Davis is a minute and a half away. Stand by.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Southwest Airlines says it has removed 737 MAX jets from its schedule through April 13th. Boeing is suspending production of its 737 MAX jetliner in January. Danielle Hughes of Divine Capital Markets says this has international implications.
China's global air force has about 20% of these planes. So they're grounding all of those. They're not ordering anymore. They have a lot of them shuttered. And I think that, you know, you're also going to see a lot of pilots who are specifically flying these planes are also going to be grounded.
Bed Bath & Beyond has started a search for new executives. Six senior members of its leadership team are departing. The company is launching a new plan early next year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.
Neil Gavito from Fox Business. In high school, I managed a fast food restaurant. I saw the power of business and the importance of making your money work for you.
I'm Liz Klayman. In life, it's not just how you invest, it's for whom you're investing. We care about your success and we want to be a part of it.
I'm Charles Payne. I go way beyond the headlines and help you through the markets every single day. It's all about investing in your future, your American dream.
Fox Business.
Invested in you.
What's happening today?
They have to go through this rules committee. It'll get feisty today. This is the gateway for most legislation, setting parameters of any floor debate. Once they determine what that rule will look like, the parameters, the time, the amendments, we can predict when that big vote will happen. It could be as early as tomorrow. But even before it's called, some vulnerable Democrats in swing districts where President Trump won are making their votes known.
It is Congressman Rodney Davis, 13th Congressional District. Nothing going on in your world. Live from Washington, D.C. Congressman, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Fine. Wow, this has just been a head shaker for me all the way. I can't believe this is actually happening because politically I think it's going to be a bad deal for the Democrats. How do you see everything?
You know, I think it's pretty obvious that Nancy Pelosi realizes that impeachment's not going the way that she and the far left of her party thought it would. And as a matter of fact, I think that's why they brought up the USMCA. That's why they were so keen on getting a lot of Republican priorities in this spending agreement and removing a lot of Democratic poison pills. That just shows me that they're desperate. They want to be able to show the American people that they can get things done, because really all they've done over the last year is just move to impeach the president.
But if you're going to acquiesce to the far left, like Speaker Pelosi has obviously done, how will that ever work for a presidential candidate?
Well, it's I think they all are right now. I mean, look, you know, I'm considered what we call a pro-labor Republican, but they're going to cancel the debate over a labor dispute and at the debate site. I mean, wouldn't you think you would have known about that before you made the plans?
Mm.
I mean, these things, it just shows you how reactionary, how beholden to the far left cancel culture, you know, politically correct machine that all the presidential candidates are beholden to. And as we see with this impeachment process, so is Nancy Pelosi.
All right, politically, how does this look for the House Democrats with so many red Donald Trump-held districts that went to a Democrat? This, by the way, is going to be a bipartisan vote because Democrats are going to cross over and say don't impeach because they're trying to save their seat.
Yeah, the only bipartisanship that we've seen in this impeachment process, and remember, this is the first time in our nation's history we've had a partisan impeachment process, but the only bipartisanship are Democrats coming over to vote with us. And that says a lot about the process and how screwed up it was from the beginning. Schiff had his secret hearings in the most secretive room in our House of Representatives, the Intelligence Committee, and then moved out into public, and witnesses clearly said no crime was committed. But they're going to go ahead. They're going to impeach. And I think it's going to have a detrimental impact on a lot of Democrats who are in swing districts like mine. And they're going to vote to impeach the president. I think it's going to be held against him. But remember though, Stevie, it's just like my opponent. She ran in 2018 because of their and her hatred of Donald Trump. But then they tried to make themselves more moderate during a campaign to sound like that wasn't the only reason they were running.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty difficult for a lot of these folks that came in what we call moderate districts. It's pretty tough for them to get away from that original reason why they ran for office. And that was because they hated the president of the United States when he won.
I think there's a high likelihood he's going to win again. And then the Democrats have already said if they control the House again, the impeachment never ends.
Well, nothing has ended for 4 years. I mean, I think the untold story is coming out right now. That FISA process, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act that we've talked about, the abuses, I mean, that is something that I think is understated and underreported right now. I mean, there was an FBI lawyer who doctored an email so that a FISA warrant could continue so that the government could continue to spy on Carter Page, who was a volunteer for the Trump campaign at the time. That is criminal. And I know that lawyer was referred for criminal charges. And if you don't want to read the 480-page Inspector General FISA report, just read pages 22 and 23 of the recommendations. You'll get a good sense of what's in that document.
Well, and I predict, though, when this other report comes out and however many criminal acts were committed, I predict this from darn near every media. I just don't think they're going to cover it. They're just not going to give it the time. And I mean, but that's not what they're supposed to do. You cover the news regardless of party, regardless of anything. You shouldn't have that kind of bias.
You're 100% correct. I watch a lot of downloaded Netflix on the airplanes when I fly, and I was watching. I go through this series that Tom Hanks actually directed and participated in. And they go through the decades, 70s, 80s, and the 90s. And I was watching one of the episodes in the 90s, and it's called The Comeback Kid, about Bill Clinton getting reelected in 96 mm-hmm. after no one thought he could.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Republicans move right into impeachment. And that impeachment process and the coverage is so much different today when it comes to bias than where we were in the 90s. Remember, that was when Hillary said there's a vast right-wing conspiracy.
Yeah, right.
You know, the media asked President Clinton tough questions. The media doesn't ask Democrats tough questions when it comes to abuses within the system that was operated under the last administration.
Okay, last question, Congressman Rodney Davis. We've been through a lot in this great country, 243 years, a horrible civil war. We've gone through the Vietnam era, the World War I, World War II. There's so many things that we look like we're on the mat for the count. This feels so bad, but I know every generation feels like that at some point. But I don't know how this all we get along or how we heal. I mean, I really think this is all because of the Clinton impeachment 20 years ago. This is payback. This is silly stuff. But how do we get not shouting at each other, and how do we get back to some sort of reasonable process of legislation?
Well, the good news is reasonable legislation is going to be passed this week, and I think the Democrats realize their mistake, which is why we're voting on the USMCA, which is why we have a bipartisan deal that has so many Republican priorities in it. These are things that get done when people realize that enough screaming, enough with trying to appease the far right and the far left. Let's get things done like we were sent here to do. And that's where the voters want us to be. Look, I've won a district that we weren't supposed to win from the first time I ran for it, Stevie. And I've always had the philosophy. I know Washington screwed up, but I'm going out there to get things done. And we've always come back with success stories, and we're going to continue those success stories. But in the end, this is going to be a blip in the roadmap of history. And one day when Tom Hanks does a Netflix series on the 2020s or the 2010s, this is going to be just one 42-minute episode, just like the Clinton one was.
Be awesome. Finally, I talked to your brother Brad, McDonald's owner. He said he's better at sports and everything regarding any sport with you. Yeah. Secondly, my brother thinks Adam Schiff would be the perfect guy to do the remake of The Shining.
I think Schiff could probably do it, but there'd probably be some other of my colleagues on both sides that would be good.
I'm talking full eye bulge at the typewriter looking up. I couldn't see the movie. I wouldn't be able to go. It'd be too scary. it'd be too much. Hey, listen, keep up the fight. You're principled. You're standing up. You're saying, this is what I'm doing. They're going to come after you again. They always do. But appreciate your steadfast nature in this whole messy process.
Thanks, Stevie. And you guys, if I don't see you, have a very happy holiday and a great new year.
You bet. You
Thank
as well.
You.
Congressman Rodney Davis of 13th Congressional District. Yes, sir. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy holidays. 7:30, coming back with Boyd Matheson. He's our good friend from Deseret News. Congressman Davis again for a few moments here this morning. Mm-hmm. The impeachment vote will be tomorrow in our nation's capital. Time for our news at 7:30.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There's tornado damage, some of it major, from Louisiana to Alabama. Two deaths are reported in northern Alabama, one in Vernon Parish, Louisiana. Calvin Turner's the chief sheriff's deputy there.
A lot of structural damage, trees and roadways, just having a hard time getting to some of the locations.
And he says because of that, there's concern other people could be hurt or killed. As the House moves toward impeachment, it's expected today to vote on a spending plan to avoid a government shutdown.
The package includes more than $1 billion in border wall systems, an increase in $22 billion in defense spending, and a pay raise increase for military members. In addition, a provision raises the legal age to purchase tobacco products from 18 to 21 and provides $25 million for gun violence research, overturning a 1990s law.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Urbana leaders have decided to raise the food and beverage tax in the city. The Urbana City Council voted 6-1 on Monday to raise the tax from 1.5% to 2%. The News Gazette says Mayor Diane Marlin wanted the increase to help close the city's structural budget deficit of $2.5 million. The food and beverage tax is expected to bring in an additional $400,000 a year. It means an additional 12 cents on a $25 purchase. The city also has imposed a 3% tax on recreational marijuana sales and pointed out that the 7% hotel motel tax applies to Airbnb and similar offerings. The 2% rate in Urbana is even with the rates in Bloomington, Normal, Peoria, and Decatur. A new report says hunters bagged 75,000 deer during Illinois' seven-day firearm hunting season this fall. It is a drop of 7% from the number of deer harvested last year. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Make it Rosati's for lunch or dinner. Come see me and the crew at 701 South Gregory and take advantage of our great weekly specials. Every Monday, we do thin crust pizzas for half price after 4 o'clock. Tuesday, we're serving up meats and veggie slices for lunch. The whole hump day is my favorite. Italian beef, fries, and a drink. Special at lunch. Thursday, you save on soda. And Friday, we're frying. Two-piece fried chicken, fries and drink, lunch only. Make today's lunch or dinner a special one at Rosati's, 701 South Gregory in Urbana.
Guys, still looking for a great Christmas gift for your wife or girlfriend? Then treat her to the very best this year with the world's softest pajamas from Pajamagram, America's PJ experts. Because the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud and softer than a bunny. They're like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way they feel. You'll love the way they look. Includes free gift packaging and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com today. That's Pajamagram.com.
Get your parts on, get your parts on, girl.
This holiday season, Parts Western Shop has gifts for any lifestyle. From boots to jeans, belts to bracelets, and everything in between. New inventory arriving daily with today's latest trends. Parts staff can help you find that perfect present for everyone on your list. Open 7 days a week. Stop by today. Check them out online at Pards.com.
So get your parts on, girl. It starts with the stop at Pards Western Shop.
Get your parts on, get your parts on. Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather from the National Weather Service.
A sunny week ahead, and we're done with the precipitation. Today's high 31, 16 our low tonight, up to 26 with sunshine. Clear Wednesday evening, low 11, 36 the high on Thursday.
All right.
And 38 on Friday. 15 now on ESPN 93.5.
Always a pleasure to welcome Boyd Matheson, Deseret News, heck of a writer. Also, former chief of staff for Senator Mike Lee. I never ask you, why did you leave that spot? Mike Lee's a heck of a senator.
Mike Lee is a heck of a senator. He's still a heck of a senator. And I think, you know, the shelf life of an average chief of staff in Washington is about 18 months. And I had survived over 4.5 years.
Wow.
So my use-by date was long expired.
It's crazy because you have to react to 100 different arrows coming in 100 different directions and figure out what you're doing. This is not a 9-to-3 job, is it?
No. It's a 4:30 a.m. to about 1 a.m.
Oh, my.
Job. So it's unlike anything. You know, I've done corporate stuff around the world and all kinds of different things, but nothing is more relentless than being a chief of staff in Washington. It's just a 24/7 gig.
Boyd, what a mess in Washington. I know you're in Salt Lake City, and thanks for waking up 6:35 for all of our Salt Lake City listeners online. Anyway, it is just what has happened here. I just get a sense that every one of these people on the Democratic side speaking said the absolute 360-degree opposite 20 years ago. I still think it's a little payback from Clinton.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And the sad thing is just the weaponization of the process. One interesting thing I noted the other day is that even just the number of articles of impeachment being drawn up against presidents, you know, it didn't happen at all except for, you know, Johnson, Nixon. And then it just started to accelerate. President Reagan had 4 articles drawn up, never voted on in the House. Clinton obviously had his chunk. George H.W. Bush, I think, had 4. George W. Bush, I think there were 8 different articles of impeachment that were actually introduced into the House. Barack Obama, I think, had 4. And so it's become part of the political process instead of a defense mechanism, a check and balance system. It's become part of the political system. And that's what worries me the most. Again, I don't care where people fall in terms of what did or didn't happen or whether they love the president or hate the president. This is not good for the country if this is how we decide who's in the White House. If all that happens is once somebody is in office, they spend their term battling impeachment proceedings. That's not good for democracy. That's not good for the republic.
Well, based on everything, the environment, the culture, if everything that a president said on the phone or in person were public, no president would survive.
That's right. And you think back through some of the presidents that may have, you know, been fairly strong in their you think of a Lyndon B. Johnson. You don't think Lyndon Johnson had a few quid pro quo moments over the course of his, international policy stuff. And so the one thing that we're seeing now is that we're seeing the sausage being made. And President Trump, one of the things that his supporters love about him is that he's honest. He tells them what he thinks and what's going on.
Yeah.
And so I think that kind of transparency or authenticity from the president of hey, this is how business gets done, has sort of changed the dynamic in that people probably always thought this is probably how it went down, but never really knew for sure. And so he is, in terms of draining the swamp, exposing the system. He has done that, and that's made some people not happy, to be sure.
You know, though, as swampish as I really think Washington is and probably will always remain, I get the feeling that if people were at RJ's in Philo a little too late and had too many beers and were able to push an anonymous button to get rid of Donald Trump, I think they'd get 67.
It could be interesting. Just because of exhaustion. Is the real thing that I'm sensing in D.C. And it's not just from the members, from staff as well, people around town. Yeah. Everyone's really, really tired of this. The American people are tired of it. They want it to stop. They're not sure how to make it stop. They think, well, if he's removed from office, that would make it stop. But then some people think, well, that'll just make it worse. And I do think it's important for all of us to realize that a lot of the divisiveness that we see in the country today did not begin with President Trump, and it will not end with President Trump. We have to expect more out of our leaders, and frankly, we have to expect more out of ourselves in terms of how we have these kinds of conversations.
Well,
the interesting thing to me, too, is that so much of this is so predictable. I think I said on this very show 3.5 months ago that I have to have a confessional. I'm off by a day. I predicted the impeachment vote would happen on the 19th, It's going to happen on the 18th.
Wow.
So I was off by 24 hours but very predictable because you have the impeachment and then you've got to fund the government. So we're starting to hear that chirp go on that, you know, we can't have a government shutdown. And all the things collided just the way both political parties knew they would.
Yeah.
They both raised millions and millions of dollars off of impeachment as a fundraising issue and a wedge issue for campaigns. So not surprising, but not a good day for the country.
Well, and if the Democrats win again, I just told Congressman Rodney Davis this a few minutes ago, if the Democrats hold the House, the impeachment never ends if Trump wins again, right? I mean, they've already said that.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And they sort of played their hand there in terms of, oh, we're gonna keep doing this until we get him out of office.
Yeah.
And that's also problematic. I don't know if you saw the other day during the Inspector General's report before the Senate Judiciary Committee. You know, really interesting. My former boss, Senator Lee, has been on the FISA court rules since he walked into the Senate. And has had debates with Democrats and Republicans alike. In fact, an interesting tag team. He and Patrick Leahy, liberal lion of the Senate, have joined together for years trying to change those. And if you listen to that that testimony, it was sort of a Mike Lee love fest. He was getting praise from both the left and the right, and even the witness, Mr. Horowitz, even praised Senator Lee for saying, look, these things can be used for ill, which they clearly were. In the wiretapping and the surveillance of the Trump campaign back in 16. In fact, Senator Sasse from Nebraska even said, because he and Senator Lee have argued this for years, he said, I hate to say it, Mike Lee was right, and these things have been abused by the FBI and by the agencies. And he said, I know Senator Lee doesn't drink, but if he did, I'd buy him a whiskey today because he clearly won the argument.
All right. Well, what's happening as far as the future? Since you came within a day of this, Boyd Matheson's credibility is off the charts now. So I guess there are several elements I need to know. Number one, who's going to be the Democratic nominee? Number two, what is the impact of this impeachment vote on the next House?
So I think we actually have a here in Utah. We have a Democrat here in Utah in the House, Ben McAdams. He made his vote known yesterday, and I think it's going to hurt him in terms of his reelect. And so I think this in terms of the election and what happens in the House in 2020. I do think the Democrats are going to struggle. If you look at the states like Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania, people are not happy with the way the Democrats have handled this whole process. And so I think you're going to have some of those swing district folks on the Democratic side are really going to struggle. It's one of those be careful what you wish for kinds of things because they got what they wished for. And now I think they're going to pay the price in 2020. So I think you'll see a narrowing. I don't think it will. Unless if the economy stays super strong, you could see the House flip. I think the Democrats will probably hold on to it, but just by a smidge.
Okay.
So I think that will be fairly close there.
Well,
as far as the Democratic nominee, it's still a little bit of a crapshoot. We're still about 50 days away from Iowa, and there's no real clear movement there. I think you're going to see a lot of infighting. More infighting on the Democratic side in terms of these debates, who gets on the stage and who doesn't, why. So I think we got a lot of chaos yet to come. And as long as the party is the party of impeachment and the face of the party are people like Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, and Jerry Sandler, that's not good for any of the nominees on the Democratic side.
This is Bill Clinton, Boyd. I just want you to know I have a candidate for you. Her name is Hillary Rodham Clinton, the next president of the United States.
She's going to swoop in at the 11th hour and save them all.
Well, my good insider in Washington tells me it's going to be Joe Biden with a progressive as VP. That's what he says.
Yeah, that's a pretty good scenario. I think you could have a Kamala Harris as the number two on that kind of ticket, or a Pete Buttigieg as a number two on that kind of ticket. But I don't know. I'm not convinced that Joe Biden is going to be able to go the distance on this thing. There's just enough oddities this year.
No, you're right.
I think it's going to be tricky.
Okay, Boyd, we continue to read Boyd Matheson, DeseretNews.com, D-E-S-E-R-E-T. He writes great pieces. It's Boyd Matheson live from Salt Lake City. It's always a pleasure to get enlightened, my friend.
Hey, always great to chat with you. Appreciate what you're doing out there. Keep it rolling, my friend.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Yep, Happy New Year to you. That's Boyd Matheson. Talk to him in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
ESPN 93.5, our Stever offer today will be at 5:30 on the drive with Lonte and Derek Piper.
Okay.
Interstate Batteries. I'm looking for people who've never been to Interstate Batteries. It's North Mattis, and Mark Martinez up there has a lot of batteries. I mean, he has every battery. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it. Whatever you've got, he's got it probably on the shelf.
Well, some of the more challenging ones we talked about were hearing aid batteries and cell phone batteries.
Watch batteries.
Yes.
Yeah. The alarm batteries are kind of a funky look.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are wanting to go there, I'll give you $50 if you've never been to Interstate Batteries. So it'll be a never been for Interstate Batteries at 5:30 tonight. We'll give out, like, I don't know, $500 in batteries.
Okay.
But you'll have to be texting in to the drive this afternoon, 5:30. So there's that. All right, let's jump to our morning sports. Dr. Tom Likens on Tuesday talking dogs and cats coming up in just a moment.
Sounds good. As far as college basketball, Kofi Coburn with another Freshman of the Year, of the Week award.
Might be coming down the pipe. You're right.
Same with on the women's side, Kennedy Miles has some awesome work on rebounds, 20 of them against Evansville. When we look at the AP, it looks like Kansas is number one. Gonzaga and then Louisville. As far as MVP for the Illinois offense on the Illinois football side, making preparations for that December 30th bowl Monday night at the Irwin Indoor Football Complex, having an open practice, letting us see how they'll perform with the California Golden Bears at the Red Box Bowl in Levi's Stadium.
Yeah, I wanted to play Dre this time. Dre Brown on his decision to move on.
Just going back and forth. You know, there's pros and cons. There's risk to both sides. But I just felt like I just gave everything I had to Illinois. And, you know, anything I do, I want to give my all. And I just don't know how, just kind of, you know, how maybe exhausted next year would be or whatnot. So, yeah, I'm just, me and my wife sat down and we just kind of laid out the pros and cons. And, yeah, just ready for the next step. So I'm going to focus on, you know, beating Cal and with my teammates for this last month. And then, you know, after that, just kind of focus on the NFL, preparing for that.
Yeah, we'll play more of this. Dre Brown talking to Jeremy Warner yesterday. But, no, he's been here since 2015. He's coach wanted him to stay, but he was honest about his chances in the NFL. And he's married to Lindsay, and they're ready to take the next step and take a shot at the NFL.
We're excited about Illinois' 19th postseason bowl appearance. Dan and Cindy Ditchfield will be heading that way, thanks to ESPN 93.5. NFL action had New Orleans Saints over the Colts 34-7. Drew Brees, the man of the hour.
We can see the emotion all over your face. Just tell me what's going through your mind right now.
It's a pretty incredible moment to be able to share something like this with my team and the Houdat Nation and everybody here in the Superdome tonight, and my family and friends. You don't really think about these things, especially when you first enter this league. I can remember as a young player just trying to become a starter someday, maybe be able to make a little bit of an impact. And it's hard to believe here we are 19 years later and having a chance to, you know, do some of these things. But
unbelievable. Drew Brees, 29 out of 30. That's an NFL record.
And broke Peyton Manning's 539 passing record with 540.
And Tom Brady's like three behind. So, I mean, they're still, and he's still active. I would think Drew's going to play longer than Tom, but we'll see. Anyway, it was an amazing night in New Orleans last night in the NFL. But 29 out of 30 passing. And he said, I think about the one that got away. Had I planted my feet, it would have been 30-30.
Oh, dang it.
That's what you do in golf. You shot a 68, could have had a 65. That's what you do.
Exactly.
All right, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, holiday shopping full swing. Don't forget to visit because they've got the sale going right now. Big sale right now, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. GE, Frigidaire, Electrolux, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid. And they've got good prices. The big signs are on them. You'll see what you're getting off on them. You can price shop if you want. Dick Van Dyke will beat any competitor sale prices. Plus, with high-quality appliances and the best customer service around, you can't beat it. And don't forget the incredible free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
I was about to cover you. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the place you want to visit. We're the best deals around. Check out our Champaign location just south of 74 on Neal. You can go online to get it going, appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com. But whatever you're looking for, Dick Van Dyke, it's all they do. It's all they do, appliances. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com. We will get Dr. Todd Likens, our pet pro, the veterinarian, on for just a few moments this morning. If you have any pet-type questions, you may call in at 359-2255. Same number to text your question, 359-2255. Any dog or cat questions, you're welcome to join in. It's coming up.
Fly into the holiday season with Cardinals Ticket Packs. 5, 6, and 10-game ticket packs are on sale now and feature the season's top games and promotional dates. Choose from the opening day pack, the jersey pack, the bobblehead pack, weekend packs, and more. For a limited time, upgrade your pack to a premium pack to guarantee all-included promo items. Ticket packs start at just $54 and are on sale now. Get yours at cardinals.com/holiday. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Fly into the holiday season with all-inclusive Cardinals tickets. All-inclusive tickets start at just $54 and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game. Choose from the newly renovated Legends Club, the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, National Car Rental Club, and more. Give the gift of date nights, the gift of family time, the gift of Cardinals baseball. Get your single game all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/holiday.
The holidays are here, along with the shopping, parties, and present wrapping, too. Leave your littles to the staff at Logic Kids Camp. And looking for gift ideas for parents on your list? Give the gift of uniquely flexible child care with a Kids Camp gift card. Available Monday through Thursday until 9 p.m. and Friday and Saturday until 10 p.m. Stop in for details. Located inside Logic Everyday Community on the corner of Neal Street and Fox Drive.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, here is your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast. National Weather Service, Diane Ducey.
We've got a sunny week ahead. It's going to be great. We've got cooler conditions, though, in the evening, especially. Today's high right around the freezing point, 16 our low tonight, up to 26, down to 11 tomorrow. 36 the high on Thursday, down to 21. 38 the high with partly cloudy conditions on Friday. Right now, the temperature's at 15 on ESPN 93.5.
Always a pleasure to talk a little dog and cat with our veterinarian, Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro, Madison Kirby in Champaign, also next to the police station in Muhammad. How are you, my friend?
Hey, well, we're busy getting clean dogs for the holidays right now.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody called me the other day and said, where was I going for $20 to get my dog washed and nails clipped? I said, yeah, I got that. $20 is all you're charging over there. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I think it's been that way since 1998 or something like that. I don't want to say how old I am, but I've been doing it a while.
Okay, so we've got Christmas and New Year's and all kinds of things. You got to be careful around the doggies when it comes to this time of year, correct?
Yep, you got to watch the ribbons on the kitties. They don't eat that. That can cause obstruction, and you know, getting bones and grease from turkey and other type things can lead to bloody diarrhea, is what you don't want to deal with on the holidays. So there's all sorts of little be careful things out there because you're not in your normals.
I got Charlie,
and especially with your older dogs, you want to make sure they're getting some VIP attention because this can stress out an older dog.
Yeah, Bella will sit there right up under the kitchen sink, and then she'll raise her paw and put it on top of my foot.
Mm.
And it's it's like, I know you're there. I know you're there.
There's a subtle hint.
But then, and maybe. Charlie, we had the kids' graduation party, Christian and Grace, and Charlie was like, almost like, what are you doing? I fed you like 5 minutes ago. It's I want to tell him. And then he's going to come to me, and he'll be the one who want to join the Weight Watchers. I said, oh, you did this. You did this.
Exactly. He's probably hoping to get the doggy treadmill for Christmas.
I'm sure he does. All right, other things. I really like your list where it says don't feed the dogs this. People can get this by contacting you, correct?
Yeah, just email me at petprovet@gmail.com, and I'll just pop that right back. And just a straight list. That's all I'll do.
Okay.
And helpful.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, any other tips to share?
Obviously, we got the cold weather now, so we got to get the salt off the feed. I recommend keeping a damp rag by the door to do that. You know, and be smart about doggies outside. You know, make sure that they're not out too long. Right now, it's not too bad. But I have weather charts I access too that'll tell you how long a dog can comfortably stay outside too with the various temperatures.
And folks, I know it sounds like we got sissy dogs. They're not wolves, man. They're inside dogs now. I mean, we've evolved. They don't go outside and stay out. When we were raising Troy, the King of Philo, the German Shepherd, it was an outside dog.
Uh-huh.
But the times have changed. I mean, now they're really part of the family.
Yeah, it's a totally different world they live in. You know, these guys here, they've had breakfast, now they're all asleep. You know, without Bear here, it's pretty quiet around here.
Oh, really? Whoa.
Yeah, I got six dogs here and they're all asleep.
Wow, amazing. No, so, English cream dogs, you breed them all there, they can come see you. Again, $20 for a dog wash with Walter. Go ahead and call. It's Dr. Todd Likens, the Pet Pro. Again, how do we contact you?
Hey, 355-PETS, 586-PETS. PetProvet@gmail.com, or you can even text my cell, text only, 217-202-1100.
Okay, my friend. Hey, talk to you soon. Thanks so much.
Yeah, take care, guys.
You too. Dr. Todd Likens.
Nice.
756. So we gave out the trip for two to the bowl.
Yes.
Dan Ditchfield won that.
Mm-hmm.
We gave out the $2,000 in Cardinal tickets.
Wow.
Yeah. And now here comes Justin Gensler. Justin and Brad were out here, 217 Mortgage, and lo and behold, something else you can send an email about for $500.
You know a family that deserves a special Christmas blessing? Hi, this is Justin Gensler with 217 Mortgage. Christmas is my favorite time of year, and the team at 217 Mortgage could use your help making someone's Christmas a little brighter. Email me at justin@217mortgage.com, and I will announce the winner of $500 on December 20th. Maybe it's a struggling parent that is just trying their hardest and just needs a break. At 217 Mortgage, we just want to make a difference in one person's life this holiday season. Again, send your nomination with a short description of why your nominee deserves a special Christmas blessing to Justin@217mortgage.com.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cash Back Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
At the Happy Honda Days sales event, you can unwrap incredible deals that'll make you...
Oh my gosh.
You know, the kind of gift that makes you...
No way.
Or even...
Awesome.
Yep, that's basically Happy Honda Days in a chestnut shell.
Get a great deal on a 2019 Accord from KBB.com's best overall brand for 2019 with 1.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers. Hurry into your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Excludes hybrid models based on 2019 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for more information.
At the Happy Honda Days sales event, you can unwrap incredible deals that'll make you...
Oh my gosh.
You know, the kind of gift that makes you...
No way.
Yep, that's basically Happy Honda Days in a chestnut shell.
Get a great deal on a 2019 Civic from KBB.com's best overall brand for 2019.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers or go to CentralILHondaDealers.com.
Based on 2019 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information.
The holidays. Time for hot cocoa, mistletoe, and spreading joy. A different kind of joy.
The joy of pushing your limits on snowy mornings.
You feel that, Peloton? That's greatness.
The joy of getting the right motivation when you think you can't go any further.
Don't back down now.
The joy of giving it all you've got. Until tomorrow. Because our kind of joy will keep you coming back for more.
Peloton, way to work. Great job, everybody.
This holiday, give the gift of Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Dealing with technology can be confusing and frustrating. With all the disorienting details of both wired and wireless technologies, it's easy to get things confused. Area-wide Technologies in Champaign makes sure your virtual private information is secure and allows you peace of mind that you will always be connected to customers and their problems. Give Area-wide a shot at 359.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola.